Could he read and write pretty well?
He could read and write a little.
Did he go to the Baptist church too?
No, didn't go.
He didn't go at all?
Didn't go at all. Didn't go at all.
Were his parents born here?
Now his daddy did. His daddy died last year in June. And he was living in Marshall, Texas. He had left Louisiana and moved to Marshall, Texas. He did.
Have you ever been to Marshall?
Went down stayed a month at the time on account of my mother-in-law was living there. And not only that, I had a sister lived in Marshall 15 years.
Gosh, did you ever, how long did you live, did you stay there?
In Marshall. I go to Marshall. And with my sister stay there sometimes 2 weeks and sometimes a week. With my sister in law. But she dead now.
Tell me about what this area was like when you were growing up. What this Blanchard and Shreveport, what they were like when you were small, how much they've changed and everything. Tell me some about that.
Life in Sweetport ain't changed nothing but the little more give some a check, you know, to help get him some teeth and things. And but the Sweetport and Blanchard ain't changed all so much. It's about the same. When I was growing up, just a little, you know, he's larger. That's built, he's larger, he's more to it. Yeah, Blanchard's, he's bigger because they got a back now in Blanchard. And when I was growing up, it wasn't nothing but just one, just two stones was there when I was growing up. But now Blanchard's, I got a hard to have a back in Blanchard.
Did you have a big family when you were growing up?
Papa and Mama had four girls with me and a boy, five children, that's all. And one of my sisters, the other side of five, 6 years old. See the way it was, she was studying the lesson, stopped the lamp in the floor. And the other straddled over there and caught a little dress tail fire while Mama was going to Grandma's at some collard greens.
And she just burned?
She burned and it's all her clothes off, so she swallowed the blaze. And my older sister had something wrong getting Mama. But it was so thud, you see, and my mama was a stout one. My mama weighed 220 or 250 when she was a young one, weighed 250. And so, you see, she couldn't run and get that time, and they got there, Willie B. We called her Sugar, had swallowed the blade. She had crawled her mama's bed and shot it apart. My uncle jumped on the horse, though, and run and made it there, and the skin just flipped off her. She'd been so bad, and that night she passed. Papa had to go to white folks and get a casket for her. Wasn't no casket, then there was coffin. Great keen top thing. It was just plumb straight, your nose fell down against it when you put you in there. I hope I don't want to come back to that no more. No, I hope I won't have never come back to that. So someday I'm gonna die, and I hope I won't have to be bad like the Papa had to bury my sister. And one of my sisters, she lived to get 43, and she paid. She was grown, done had a husband and 3 children, and she just took sick, and she couldn't live. She was back and forth months at a time in the hospital in Sweetport. The doctors couldn't do no good, and so she died. She was in her husband had paid, and so she was back in the house with, had to move her back in the house with her, with me, my mama, my daddy had paid. So she died.